It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor James Levine is suing the Metropolitan Opera for breach of contract and defamation after the company fired him. The firing followed an investigation that found Levine had allegedly engaged in sexually abusive and harassing conduct. The lawsuit filed in New York State Supreme Court states that Mr. Levine has clearly and unequivocally denied any wrongdoing in connection with those allegations and describes his firing as, quote, an effort by the Met's general manager Peter Gelb to oust Levine from the Met and erase his legacy, unquote. The suit seeks more than $5.8 million in damages. Lawyer Bettina B. Pleven said in a statement, it's shocking that Mr. Levine has refused to accept responsibility for his actions and has decided to lash out at the Met with a suit riddled with untruths. A hit opera by an African-American composer that hasn't been performed since 1932 has been rediscovered by a Ph.D. candidate at Yale University. The opera called Tom Tom premiered before a weekend crowd of more than 25,000 in 1932. The composer, Shirley Graham, had studied at Oberlin College and Conservatory and would later marry writer W.E.B. Du Bois. The opera tells the diaspora story of African Americans beginning in a West African village, traveling to a southern plantation, and ending amid the Harlem Renaissance. Shirley Graham, the daughter of an African Methodist Episcopal minister, married Du Bois in 1951 and moved to Ghana with him in 1960, never to return permanently to the U.S. She died in 1977. Lucy Kaplan is the student who is working on her Ph.D. at Yale and found Tom Tom while in search for a topic for her college essay. Speculation is that the opera was neglected because opera companies would have been hesitant to put on a work by a black female composer affiliated with the Communist Party at the time. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow on Facebook and Twitter, and also listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music. Listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. We're also available on the web at kbach.org.